Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need Thundercats.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers, they're in first place in the NFC West. Every team in the division lost last week except them. So they benefited from a Cardinal meltdown and a Seahawks loss. And they're sitting pretty at 4-1 right now.
What a game, Seattle and Tampa Bay. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
I watched more of the Cardinals game than Seattle.
Speaking of which, what is going on with these guys and the ball, Steiny, by the goal line? Like, that was a touchdown.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot. Not a lot, but we see that three times a year.
How do you correct it? It cost them. They might not recover.
Do you really think, like, how do you correct it? Take another step before you drop the ball.
What are you thinking about? I mean, he was moving, too. Anyway, just a horrible way to lose.
Well, did you see the coach apologize?
Yeah, Evan showed you can do all that, but you're going to be a little lighter in the wallet. What if that was a hothead? You know, that could have spilled into the light. You don't keep your hands to yourself.
I mean, Evan and I have a little disagreement on that.
Oh, I missed it. How are
you? I mean, look, if you're saying you just can't put a hand on a guy, then obviously
in the heat of the moment.
I'm not saying the guy was in the right. Oh. The coach was in the wrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I mean,
he could have got a knuckle sandwich.
Can't get mad at a guy for being a bonehead?
No, you can, but don't touch me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We've seen things happen, and I'm going to call an organization out in the NBA before we get out of here. Don't let me forget.
Go ahead now.
So you and I are in the same studio, and, you know, Warrior fans have been having a dream of Giannis for years. And we look up, and, you know, there's a new word out in the streets that young kids are using. They call it cap, Steiny. That's when somebody's kind of telling a fib or saying something that they know is not true. And it says that the Bucks explored moving Giannis to the Knicks in August. I'm calling cap.
I know you are.
Miss me with that report. So you're going to send him to the East, huh? I would just start there. You're just going to send him to the East? Miss me. I'm calling cap. But I do think could he have been had. Like if they called, though, Steiny.
Well, you're...
Yeah, my God. With 2 years left on the deal, you would have moved the Greek freak?
Well, I think what you're really upset about is, and I get it, Warrior fans, because you think you can get everybody. But what you're really upset about is that the Knicks were the only team that Giannis would have gone to in a trade.
Now, didn't look at that part.
Yeah, it figures because most people are still under this pipe dream that every superstar wants to play for the Warriors.
I hadn't looked at that or thought about it 1 second. You think the Knicks were, Steiny, stop. Stop. He would have came to the Bay.
Yeah.
Pier 39, baby, on that last Saturday, Steiny. Oh, man.
Let's go to Flea. Flea's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's going on, Flea? How you doing?
Yeah, cool. All right.
Flea.
That's what we used to call AC Transit back in the day, Steiny, the Flea. That's how we used to get to school in the U.
And that's what life's about.
This is Jason LaConfora is our Odyssey NFL insider. And he must have been on with one of the other shows. Willard and Dibs yesterday, and he was asked about what's going on with the quarterback position.
I mean, crazier things have happened, right? Brock Purdy wasn't supposed to get this job in the first place. They moved heaven and earth to get Trey Lance. I'm old enough to remember that. I mean, look, could it play out that way? I guess. I just think you'd have a hell of a time moving that Purdy contract. Like, if Mac Jones were to beat him out, I don't know that they can financially let that happen. Like, with where that roster is and the long-term needs, like we're talking about maybe needing a new left tackle, like there's going to be a lot of things. They need pass rushers, probably plural. Like, can you really count on Bosa anymore? Like, are they going to be able to also try to move a crazy contract? I don't think it comes to that. I don't think Brock Purdy gets Wally pipped here, but I do think Mac Jones will continue to look highly functional in this offense.
Jason Lockenfour, he's our NFL Odyssey insider.
Yeah, and I guess that's what all this is about, right? And I know Purdy's new money doesn't kick into next year, but I mean, the Niners got needs and they got a bunch of them, right? And he mentioned pass rushers with a S, but we're not there yet, Stoney. I'll go. We're not there yet.
888-957-9570 is the number. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is full-on controversy, and a 0 would be no controversy or no issue at all. Where would you put the 49ers quarterback situation right now?
Now, I'm going to go 6. I'm going to go Dr. J. Now, Stoney, you know, a lot of the callers, a lot of the texters, a lot of the stuff I'm seeing on TV, and you look at the yardage that Mac Jones, in regard to the passing yards, you would have thought he was Dan Marino. But Stoney, his average pass was 7 yards. So there were a lot of dink and dunks, and long as you move the chains, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, but and I keep going to the 6 points in the second half. But he's undefeated. I get that. But do you think a lot of people are putting too much on just the individual performance of Mac Jones? And that's why that – because if you break it down to this, you know, you break it down, Stoney, he's not just Y.A. Tittle out there.
There's a texter who's responded to you on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Let me bring it up. Read it to him.
415 says, the Cardinals scored 0 in the second half of their game against the Titans. Eagles and Dolphins scored 7 in the second half and lost the game. Just be thankful the Niners won. Our defense will hold up even if we scored only 6 in the second half. Right.
I'll say this to that. The Cardinals did not score 0. They scored 7.
Okay.
But they didn't get credit for
it. What do you mean?
Dude dropped the ball before the end zone.
Oh, you're actually wrong.
I'm just telling you, they scored. Just didn't get credit for it. Nothing to see here, Stoney. I get it, man.
Yes, there is.
Tell me what it is. You're a writer.
Right now,
you got a few words to just, what's going on here?
The backup's playing better than the starter. It's really that simple. And it's probably because the starter's hurt. So you got a starter hurt. Mm-hmm. Play the backup.
All right.
Guys, talking hoop. Did you see Wemby's block yet? No, I don't. Come on.
I watched the Warriors Sunday, though.
How'd you like that game?
I got to say
something. Let me guess, y'all. They're going to be great.
They're
going to win 75?
No, this is. I got to say this. Al Horford's been around two alpha males that are offensively skilled, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And when both of those dudes were in their dark night mode, I'm going, Batman, Al never got in the way. He knew how to be a part of it. I know you're going to call me crazy and throw something at me. It was preseason, but I said, oh, when Curry's having a Curry flurry, this dude's seen it before. And he just made these subtle passes, just give and go, just little tiny mature things. I was like, oh, this is going to bode well when he's on the floor with the chef. But don't laugh at me. He didn't start.
No, he's going small, like Draymond at center. I'm sure you like that.
I was looking forward to it's not like a cartoon character. I was looking forward to the new starting lineup, but they ran out the old model. It's because he just got here.
Probably. Yeah. I think Horford will end up starting.
But I told Evan Saturday, Stoney, he put me down for 52 wins.
For who?
Golden State.
I'll take the under.
All right, it's done.
We got a bet?
Put it in.
Okay.
52
Evan,
and 30.
Can you make a note of this?
52 and 30.
Okay, 52.
And 30.
Vegas has them at 47 and a half.
I don't care damn about Vegas.
Huh? How about Goo gets the over, you get the under?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, but now they don't have to just win 52 games. They could win 48 games and you win.
My Hey, there.
No, we're not doing that. He wants to give me 4.5 more than Vegas.
Well, you want the under anyways, so just give him the 4.5.
Look how you did it. Thank you, Evan. No, what's the Vegas win total? Yeah, 48, I win.
It's 47 and a half.
All right, 48.
No,
we're not doing that.
Would you bet the under or the over, Steiny?
I told you yesterday it's a tricky number, 47 and a half.
But what was your answer?
I'd probably be under.
All right, so I'll take the over.
Yeah.
No. You ought to be ashamed.
Now, Evan,
you ought to be ashamed.
Me and my boy.
Why? Because he did it again with his mouth get ahead of his thoughts.
Getting excited. Evan was like,
now 52. No. You said 52.
He helped his OG out. 48.
Okay, see, I'm not betting you then.
I can't wait for Willard.
Why? Because you think they're going to hit?
No,
are you scared?
I made a bet when he said 52. Then, of course, you know, after a split second of thinking about it, he realizes he's gone way too high.
No, Evan helped me realize that. Come on.
No bet.
Dude, you're dirty.
There's no bet.
Speaking of, real quick, so now you got to veer off here. I talked to Willard last night on the text. He's winless in our fantasy league. he told me. But boy, I said, man, who would have thought? Your thoughts of Willard being 0-5. We all love you, but 0-5. It's time somebody got to help the Jets. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to Jason LaConfora.
Thank you, Evan.
Odyssey NFL football insider. This is about Kyle Shanahan's ability to find quarterbacks that function.
I think that's why some people are surprised that this played out the way it did and that they made this sort of bet with Purdy, because that's sort of always been their thinking, you know? And to see these guys like Baker and Darnold, you know, even like Geno for a while, like have this late prime renaissance that gets them real money contracts, but not $60 million a year, that sort of upper mid-tier, right? Like Cousins. That's why so many people thought, hey, they might just mess around, wait for Cousins to get cut or trade for Cousins, especially now that he's on the cheap, and move off a Purdy there. A lot of personnel guys thought, hey, if they do that, that's going to give them more flexibility to keep another blue chip player or two. Obviously, I think they had some scars from the Lance thing and some scars from the Jimmy G thing. And so, look, if this is our guy, this is our guy. And we're going to pay what we have to pay and do what we have to do. But it doesn't mean that they won't regret that down the road.
All right. That's Jason LaConfora. Hey, do you get paid for that, Evan? Do you get paid for that?
Sorry, what?
Do you get paid for that?
Do I get paid for what?
For babysitting Goo? Do you get paid for that? Like most babysitters get paid like $9, $10 an hour?
You should be ashamed, though,
dude. I get paid for babysitting both of you.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
Because he doesn't change my diapers. He changes yours. And Locomotive on the YouTube chat. Guru, stay paying Sonny's daughter's tuition. Dude, maybe one or two over, stop. But the fact that you won't make it tells us about your character. It's over 47 and a half. You said you liked the under. So let's make the bet.
You put 52 out there.
Okay.
How many times must you let your words get ahead of your thoughts?
No, my heart got it. Okay. But there was an error.
I'm not making a bet on 47 and a half.
That's all. Wow.
Right. Because I told Evan I didn't like that number. I said it's a tricky number. I'm not doing 47 and a half.
You scared?
But you were about to hustle me.
You're about to hustle yourself.
Yeah, and Evan helped me. Evan prevented that.
Exactly. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. Where's the rest of it? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Warriors are not going to go 54-28. That I don't believe, according to the 707.
I mean, and we discussed it Saturday, if you're guaranteed, and I know it didn't work this way, But if you're telling me it's just about basketball and you're giving me health, I think this team's going to be a problem, man. I like it.
Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good. It is afternoon.
Yeah,
good afternoon, Pete. Gents.
Hey, what's up, Pete?
About this bet. I got to talk about this bet. I know everybody else wants to talk about football over and over, but I got to talk about this bet.
Go ahead, Pete.
Tiny, go for what you know. Under 52. Guru, you must have some awfully short skis to be so far out over them. You guys have a great afternoon.
Wow.
Oh,
Pete.
My.
See
Pete.
Y'all next time.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete
was saying,
appreciate
he don't see 52.
Pete.
Dude, all right.
Wow.
Now my chest is. I got the best compliment in the world about an hour and a half ago. It was about 10:19.
Yeah.
But anyways, Donnie, I'm down on you right now.
Why?
Because I want to do 47 and
well,
a half.
Too bad.
Yeah, all right.
Too bad. You know, maybe this will get you, straighten you out a little bit.
Well, I won our Warrior bet the last 2 years.
Why don't you read the No, you haven't, but go ahead. I don't
– Okay, what about the
–
Okay,
just,
real quick.
I don't want to do
what
this.
What about the Warriors road wins? 2 years ago, I didn't win that. You bought me a pop. So quit lying.
Right, you
two
lost.
2 years ago, I said the Warriors were going to win a certain amount of games, and they won it, and I cashed out. Quit living in this fake facade world like you're winning all these
you
bets.
You went 1-1.
That's 500.
Year. Right. That's all good right. For you.
Why do you think I yelled right there?
Because.
No, because you act like you were undefeated.
We're coming to an end.
Now,
it's 40, that simple.
Well, that's different.
I mean, anybody
47
can,
and a half.
Anybody can see it. Let's go back to Jason LaConfora.
Man.
Baldy talking about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and where they go from here.
I honestly thought that the 49ers were going to draft him when they drafted Trey Lance. I thought they were taking Mac Jones. I thought he was the perfect fit. I don't know how many years ago that, 4 or 5 years ago. I remember talking to him after his rookie year at the Super Bowl in L.A., and I was like, when I see you on the sideline, Mac, do you actually meditate? I see you close your eyes. Everybody else is looking at video, and coaches are talking to him, and quarterbacks are talking to the receivers, except you go to the sideline, and you, clearly close your eyes. What do you do? And it's a meditative thing. He clears his head. He took this shot from Byron Young in the third quarter. I mean, it's a rib shot. I know all parts of his body is hurting today. He took a shot to the ribs. Most guys aren't surviving that shot. They're just not able to move. And he barely was, but he's still quarterback sneaking. He's still making these throws. Just a gutty, gutty performance. But they needed every bit of it in order to win that game.
That was Brian Baldinger on with the Morning Roast today talking about Mac Jones' performance. And that's the other thing Evan and I were talking about a little bit yesterday, Goo, is that it's not just that Mac Jones quarterbacked him to a win. It's how he quarterbacked him to a win. It was an inspirational performance. He was hurt. He was limping all over the field. And his teammates clearly responded to it, and it resonated with him.
And my question to you, and I asked you an hour ago, Stoney, is this going to be the norm if he's not on the injury report? How did we watch that movie and him dealing with my neck, my back, my knee, my arm, my elbow, and now you're telling me, partner, he's not on the injury report? Well, damn. And maybe this will just be how it is when he's under center.
I mean,
I thought his season was over at certain junctures of that game.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking I might have taken him out of that game against the Rams because I felt like he was on the verge of getting hurt for the rest of that game and maybe even after that. Christian McCaffrey, we haven't talked much about the rest of the team other than Brock Purdy. And Christian McCaffrey on Thursday, another big receiving day, not a ton of rushing yards. They haven't run the ball well. And I don't know how 49er fans feel about that. Do you look at it as this is a problem running the football and we got to figure this out? Or do you look at it as though we're going to figure it out and the fact that we're 4-1 without being able to run the football is a really good sign? How do you 49er fans and how do you look at that, Guru?
Well, it's twofold. And I'm being real, Stoney. You're 4-1, but you could be 1-4. Okay. You're not. And over the weekend, I watched the Chargers and Commander game. And I'm being real. I got Debo on my fantasy team. And, Stoney, the Niners aren't reaching out to me to help them with their run game. But the only antidote I have left for this Niner run game before I really can tell you this is going to be who they are on the ground the rest of the season is when George Kittle comes back. And he's not an old lineman, shocker. But, man, he's important as hell to the run game. But outside of him coming back, this is who you are. But with all that, Stoney, I'm wondering, and I wanted to run this guy out of town, do you think the fact that Debo is not here has affected the running game and how defenses try to stop the Niners run without all that window dressing that Debo was? Forget if the play was effective or ineffective. You had to account for Debo Samuel, and I'm wondering how much of that not, you know, coming into play on opposing defensive minds has had them help the defense ability to stop the Niner run game. And I hadn't heard that.
I think it's a lot of different things. I think there's no Debo. I think, like, there's always a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Effect because Trent Williams isn't playing like Trent Williams. There's a ripple effect because George Kittle's not playing. There's a ripple effect probably without Ayuk because he's a good blocker for a receiver. So I think it all plays into the reason why McCaffrey's catching the ball more effectively than he's running the ball. And I got to believe that has something to do with the fact that they're so depleted at wide receiver and McCaffrey's their best player slash best athlete. And he can fill in catching the ball a little bit more.
And, you know, I think just how lucky the Niners are on that front. Cause I know they're not, McCaffrey's not eating on the ground, but Stoney, what if he were, I'm thinking of an old, Earl, some big back Derrick Henry that couldn't catch the ball out of the backfield. Then think where the Niners' offense is as a whole. So I say all that to say it is a damn blessing that he has the hands and the skill set to be this productive in the passing game, being the teams are having success shutting down the run game. Just think about if he didn't have that in his repertoire.
Well, then they'd go to the Super Bowl like they did with Raheem Mostert, who didn't catch the ball out of the backfield. Like, that's the one thing where I got to give Kyle Shanahan a ton of credit is he's gotten to the Super Bowl with McCaffrey, and he got to the Super Bowl with a running back who's not great at catching the ball out of the backfield. And when McCaffrey got here, it just seemed to open up a lot more different options for Kyle Shanahan, obviously. So 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the quarterback situation, which has kind of taken on a life of its own here in San Francisco. Mac Jones is 3-0 as a starter. Brock Purdy is 1-1 as a starter, but Brock Purdy's hurt. He's got a turf toe right now, and it looks like Mac Jones is going to start on Sunday against the Buccaneers. But the question we're asking San Francisco 49er fans is, what's the strategy to proceed moving forward with these two quarterbacks? How long do you wait until you put Brock Purdy back in the game? The three of us, the long and short of it, Evan Giddings says I'd play Mac Jones until he loses a game. Guru thinks it might be a good idea to shut Brock Purdy down for 3 or 4 weeks. Me, I'm looking at Mac Jones starting Sunday against the the Buccaneers. And then if Purdy's healthy, I think he's going to start against Atlanta. But regardless of how it shakes out in the next week or two, it's not going to go away. Mm. Kyle Shanahan's going to have to figure out when he's going back to Brock Purdy. And then he's going to have to observe Brock Purdy. And then he's going to have to observe Brock Purdy at practice the following week to see if he can then go consecutive weeks, which, as we know, Lorenzo Neal, one of our Odyssey insiders, former fullback, said could be an issue all year. Yeah. So we're just batting around some ideas with 49er fans about how you get this thing figured out. And do you have is there even a hard, fast strategy you could have right now, or does it just have to be flexible? And that's another part of it. I think this thing's a week-to-week thing. 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, we got Ted Wynn coming up at 1 o'clock. That's in 50 minutes. He's a senior writer for The Athletic, and he covers the NFL. And then in the 1:30 hour, we're going to have Seth Curry, the newest Golden State Warriors, obviously Steph's brother. Seth Curry is joining us today in the 1:30 hour. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation and get this quarterback situation figured out, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.